so tall, and that's from a small seed. So God is letting us know even a small seed can produce a great harvest. A seed is a very small thing compared to the plant and the harvest it's produced. And of course, I already talked about the parable of the mustard seed. If you don't, just take the time and get a mustard seed and just look at it. And then realize when you eat no mustard greens that your mama cooked or you cook, how big those leaves are, that comes from a small seed, not a big seed. So God don't ask us to do too much. A small seed. So God asks us to do small things for him. And he can produce great harvests in your life. Christianity is not necessarily a religion of big heroic deeds. It may sometimes require them, and the suffering of Christ on the cross exemplifies this. That was a seed Jesus Christ planted for us on the cross, so we'd have a way to give back to God. Do you ever think about that? That was a seed he sowed in the earth for the saints of God. It's just so connecting to me now that what he did was a seed for us to be able to bear the things of the world and still be connected with God. Amen. However, it is things which are small in the eyes of the world, yet which even the world may value, that are the stuff of everyday Christian life living and the Christian development. In other words, you get developed for the Christian life through planting small seeds. They don't have to be great big seeds, people. Just nice little kind things that you do daily. And I mean daily, not just sometime, not just when you're feeling good, not just when you're happy. It ought to be a constant way of life. And it's to the Christian development. And I never thought about development until I was getting ready to do this. It's part of the development. It's just like if you want to run track, you got to run every day. You got to exercise so you can become a good runner. So it's the same thing in the Christian world. If you want to become a good runner, you got to read the word daily. You got to practice what it says. Amen. Practice what you preach. Amen. Have you ever wondered why there are so many commandments in the Bible that are small things to ask of us? There are only a few big asks, but such a lot of small things. For example, and I just wrote one or two down. Greet one another with a holy kiss. That's Romans 16:16. Amen. Comfort, encourage one another. Pray for one another. Seek what is good for one another and for all men. You could add many more small things to this list that we consume so daily, day by day. So it is a good thing for us to sow good seeds in the ground. Amen. It's just a small example of what we can plant when you read the word of God. He give you a list of things that you can do daily to help your growth spiritually. Amen. And like I said, I never thought about that. It is discouraging, and sometimes you do good all your life. And this last part say, it is discouraging to continue to do right and receive no word of thanks or see tangible results. But Paul challenged the Galatians, and he is also challenging us today. And it says, keep doing good and trust God for the results. In due time, we will reap a harvest. What did it say? Keep doing good and trust God for the results. Don't you try to make the results happen. Just do good. Keep continually doing good. Bless people. Love people. Encourage people. Pray for people. And don't worry about what you're going to get back. Just do it and trust God. And he already promised in due time we will reap a harvest. So if you are doing good, and whatever you're doing good and for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, trust me, you will get a reward if you keep doing it the way God say do it. Amen. Praise to God. Praise God. Y'all have a blessed day.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Minister Reed, and I'm going to pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name today. We thank you for a brand new day we have never witnessed before, a day you have made. So we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for waking us up early this morning, enclosed in our right mind. We thank you for a mind of Christ, a mind to serve you and call upon your name this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the leading and the guiding of your Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us into all truth, and bring all things to our remembrance in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin, block out our transgressions, and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge in you this day to direct our path in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you today for your son Jesus that shed his blood on Calvary cross for our remission of sin. For everything we need, God shed his blood today. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that never loses power nor its stain. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood that's covering us right now, that's saturating us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Father God, we thank you for your anointing that's resting upon us, that destroy yokes in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Father God, we thank you that you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. Every creeping and crawling thing there is. So we take authority over the enemy today. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract, reverse every curse, and pull down every stronghold. Every plan the enemy got out against us, our immediate family, our extended family, our church families, and families all over the world, we curse it to the root right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you gave us power and authority over the enemy. So teach us how to use that power and authority. Because you said in your word that we are always have the victory when we are hooked up and in covenant with you and in agreement in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Father, how we praise you and thank you for your word, knowing that you watch over your word to perform it. And no word of yours return void, but accomplish that which you please, and it's prosperous in the thing for which you sent it. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and believe that those in your body who have sown the seed of spiritual good among the people reap from the people's material benefits. For you directed that those who publish the good news of the gospel shall live and get their mains by the gospel. Father God, you told us whatever we sow, we shall reap it. And we thank you for the spiritual seeds that has been sown in this world for the good of your people. The people gifts of the fragrance, odor of an offering and sacrifice which you, Father, welcome and in which you delight. Father God, bless your people that's been planting seeds and returning their gifts and giving liberally in the name of Jesus. Father God, you will liberally supply, fill to the full, the people's every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, bless your people. Fill their every need. You say you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, whether it's financial, health, deliverance, whatever it might be, God, you are a healer. Father, it is your will that those who receive instruction in the word of God share all good things, with their teachers, contributing to their support in the name of Jesus. Father God, we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts today that you are returning the blessings to us. We thank you today for the harvest, God. We just praise you, God, for the seeds that we have been planting, and we thank you that you are returning those blessings to us in abundance in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, that you are able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to your people in abundance so that they are always, under all circumstances, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnish an abundance for every good work. In Jesus' name, God, you say you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, God. We pray this morning for your people that is a willing to be blessing your people. We thank you this morning for a heart of surrendering your seeds and generously giving to your people and their needs today, God. Not just individual people, but organizations, God, that's blessing your people with food and clothing and whatever the need might be today, God. We thank you that you're replenishing those organizations. You're putting back in those organizations, God. You're doing awesome and great things for the giving, God, even with the nation that is given to the people now, God, with the things that going on in the world. We thank you for that, God. And we know it's your doing, God, and we praise you and glorify and magnify you for providing for your people. And God, we know you are going to continue to provide. We know you are not going to stop, God, and we thank you, God. We thank you for providing the seed for the sower and the bread for the eater, God. And we just praise you today, God. Anybody, anywhere that's sowing, they shall reap, because that's what you said in your word. And you say you watch over your word to perform it. And we thank you for it, God. Wherever they are given, whether it's clothing, money, food, whatever has been sown, God, prayers, help, whatever seed that has been sown to your people for the glory of you, God, we thank you and praise you that you are giving back to those people today. In the name of Jesus, we're touching and agreeing. You say, where two or more touching and agree shall come to pass. Father God, you say nothing in our life is wasted, because for our sake you redeemed the time. I don't care how long it been, how long we've been doing it, whatever it might be. We still trust you, God. We still believe you, God. You told us don't get weary in way of doing. Continue to do good, and we shall reap the harvest. You're not the God the lie, neither the son of man, that you need to repent. Whatever we are doing, God, from the smallest to the greatest, let us continue to be faithful in giving. Continue to bless your people in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We praise you, God. We just magnify you, God. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. And you watch over your word to perform it. And we thank you that you are performing your word right now as we speak, as we pray, as we touching and agreeing, and as we talking. We thank you, God, that the harvest has already manifested. You say, speak things not as though they were. Speak them into existence. You say, we have what we say with our mouth. And we say with our mouth, the harvest is here. The harvest has already been released. If the blessing is overflowing, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in abundance in the name of Jesus. We speak in what you said we can have. And we thank you, God. Thank you, we God. Praise you, God. We don't want nobody to give up today, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we ask you to pour out your joy today in the name of Jesus for the strength that's keeping us in this time of need. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you and praise you. We just glorify and magnify your name this day in Jesus' name. And we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for the harvest. It is here right now, overflowing, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. We thank you, God. We bless to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry, and to correspond with